This is Cambridge Judge Business School's online knowledge centre with expert commentary, analysis and insights into the issues of the day.
According to senior lecturer in marketing, Dr. Eden Yin, a robust brand is a strong identity of an organisation serving as a signal of excellence to the consumer that it represents the best quality in the marketplace. A strong brand also commands a premium price, which, in today's hyper-competitive marketplace, makes it especially important for a winning organisation. Creating Winning Brands is the name of a two-day program with a broad appeal to brand managers of organisations who deal with brands on a daily basis, to NGOs, government departments and non-profit groups who want to establish a strong brand. Dr. Yin says the program includes creation of a strong brand to its positioning, communication and measurement. At the front, the strategic brand management process. He explains.
The strategic brand management process consists of four parts. The first is building the brands. Second is maintaining the brands. The third is measuring the brand performance. And the fourth is expanding the brands. So in the first part, when you build the brands, you have to identify the unique selling proposition of your brand and then use perceptual mapping to position the brand in consumers' mind. And in terms of maintaining the brands, you have to keep monitoring the brands in order to make sure that your brand identity is clear across different market segments and different markets around the world. The third is measuring the brand. Organization needs to basically quantitatively assess the performance of a brand in the various marketplace over time in order to make sure the brand spending is accountable. And lastly is brand expansion, namely when a brand reaches certain maturity or level of success, an organization needs to capitalize on that, leverage the brand strength by expanding into a different product category to achieve growth.
The consumer will never see that side of things, where they just take it for granted. There's something that I identify with, there's something that I want, it's got a good name, it's got a good reputation, therefore I will buy it.
Exactly. So consumer don't see the brand management process, but what consumer really see is the brand identity, which is built up over time through brand elements such as the logo, the color, the slogan, the brand store, etc., etc. And they also, of course, being bombarded by messages which are intended at building brand image in their mind. So that's the part consumer interact with. As a matter of fact, a lot of activity involved in brand building is behind the curtain, such as marketing research, understanding the value consumer preferred, and then choosing an appropriate market segment to target, et cetera, et cetera. Those, of course, are carried out by the organization. Consumer wouldn't know because it would just be the subject of examination. Yeah.
How do you effectively communicate the values of the brand then?
The way to communicate the brand value to the consumer is first and foremost through your product itself or service. A product is broadly defined here. So your product or service has to deliver the promise to the consumer, has to deliver the expected quality to the consumer and satisfy their particular need. Second is really through communication. So communication through different media. Today we're talking about social media, which is a very powerful vehicle through which we can interact with consumer. Of course, TV is very important as well, and the PR and personal selling. These are all the methods we can use to communicate the brand message or brand identity to the consumer. As I said, of course, a strong brand implies a strong product. So you have to have a high-quality product to start with in your brand building efforts. So a lot of people misunderstand brand building as just communication, which is actually miss the point.
From your own experience, is there an easier field than others in which to create and build a brand?
There is a difference across industry in terms of easiness of brand building. For example, in traditional industry, it often takes much longer to establish a brand because traditional industries such as food and beverage are very matured, flooded with a large number of brands. That's why it takes harder for any brands to establish any recognition in consumers' mind. However, in internet business, as we know, search engines such as Google, Facebook, it takes much shorter for them to develop brands. For one reason is because it's a new frontier, so there's not many existing players in place. Number two is the pace in those industries are so fast, the pace of change. So that's why consumers are more adaptive to new brands, and they are more willing to adopt new brands in those areas. So that makes brand building efforts a lot easier.
How do you effectively communicate the values of the brand?
The best way to communicate a brand value is to build a strong product or service. High quality is the best way to communicate what your brand stands for. So your brand, first and foremost, has to solve a consumer's problem. Second is using communication medium such as TV, computer, social media, PR, personal selling, to develop the brand image in consumer's mind. So using these two methods combined, generally speaking, can deliver a very effective message to consumer in terms of brand building.
As you look back over the, over that whole issue, are there some brands that leap out and say, yes, this has been developed very well and been marketed very well?
Some company, in terms of brand building or communicating the brand value to consumer, really stands out. Because such as companies such as Apple, Nike, these companies, they pursue a holistic brand building exercise. In other words, they use their store, their product, traditional TV advertisement, social media, and all sorts of communication vehicles, of course, including their very strong product to deliver the overall brand experience to consumers. So consumer has so many touch points with the company, has so many touch points with the brands. So over time, they manage to form a very distinctive image in consumer's mind. So that's the best way to build a brand effectiveness.
As you've studied this over the years, are there companies that have messed up? They've failed to capitalize on a decent start.
Some company also fail to deliver effective brand in consumers' mind or develop a strong brand in the marketplace. The biggest reason is really they stop providing high quality product services to consumer, and they disappoint consumer, and over time consumer drifted away. This happens a lot in technology industry. Basically, the key reason for ineffective brand building is the lack of continuous high quality bring to the marketplace.
Eden Yin, thank you very much.
This program was produced by Cambridge Judge Business School as part of its online broadcast series.